Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, 80s angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. This is one of the days I look forward to every month because it's the third Thursday of the month. That means it is Tech Thursday. We have Bert and Kelso here, and we'll actually get a chance to lay eyes on each other in person next week. But also, welcome to the Sunshine State, Bert. Good morning.
Thanks, G. Yeah, your first initial reaction was like, well, I don't
know
if I'm going to see you or not.
That is not, it was not about you. Don't, it wasn't about you. I'm looking forward to us getting together. So how things have gone?
I know, it's been going good. I think I've been doing this, has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Almost? Been doing this
about.
So,
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing about technology is that it allows you to connect with people and doesn't matter where you are in the U.S. or in the world, you know, you just can build these wonderful relationships, and that's the great thing about social media. It's a great thing about technology. So, I mean, yeah, it's a real blessing to run into somebody like you, and, you know, it's a real blessing to be able to finally meet you face-to-face, and hopefully things go right, you know, I'll get to see you more often, and you'll get tired of it.
Yeah. Like I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so it's, you know, as we know, especially here in Florida, it's, you know, kids are back in school. Are yours back in school yet?
Oh, we homeschool, so it's school year round.
Oh, my poor kid. Oh my gosh.
You said poor kid. Hey, that's my wife that does that. She's the one that likes to have them in school. I was looking forward to them having the summer break, but 2 weeks ago it was back at them. She's like, okay, your curriculum starts. I'm like,
Wow. You don't play. Yeah.
No.
I thought about it. To be honest, that's one of the reasons I got into real estate. I know that sounds weird. But no, I was looking for something with a little more flexibility because I actually thought about if I ever had kids, that's something I would consider. So I was looking, you know, that's actually what was one of my motivations for getting into real estate was to kind of have something a little more flexible. But now that I'm in real estate, I'm like, what were you thinking? I'm like,
right.
you weren't really thinking that through at all. So
right. I was going to say they do their schooling online with a program called Acelus Academy. And so they have iPads, and there's basically, I guess the best term to use would be webinars. So you've got your classroom set up, the equivalent to a webinar where you've got an instructor that teaches them on various subjects, and then they have to take testing after each class, and then it monitors their progress, and we can monitor from our apps to see what's going on and how much schooling they've done. So it's a really great program.
How are they liking it? What do they think?
Oh, they like the freedom of it because we can travel with the boys and they can do schooling. So we can take field trips. Like if my wife has to lecture, if I have to lecture, we can definitely take them with us and they can do their schooling on the road. So I think they like the flexibility because the most important thing they enjoy is game time. You know, they love Fortnite, so it gives them a little bit more opportunity to play Fortnite because they can whiz through their schooling and then get done and play video games. So That's what they learn.
Are you grooming another Fortnite millionaire? Is that that's what's happening there?
they wish. I kind of withheld that news from them. I mean, that's the last thing I wanted them to see is like some kid made $3 million playing Fortnite, because then we'll never hear that end of it. Yeah, you need to buy us V-Bucks so we can earn the family some money.
I'm going to have you all on. I'm going to probably need to do another show on homeschooling. I'm going to need to have you all on because, you know, you guys seem like you've got it nailed down. So, but this, I don't want to take any more time from you today because we got a lot to talk about it because it is Tech Thursday. And so tell us a little bit about what we're talking about today, Burton.
Yeah, we're talking about free apps that will allow parents to stay organized throughout the school year. And also we're going to cover some of the hot tech items that you can get for back to school. It's never too late to get back to school. You know, it's never too late to get back to school tech, so we're going to cover some tech items that are going to help parents get the most, or parents and kids get the most out of the school year. So, you ready to get started?
Ready to get started. And in fact, I'm looking at one of the ones that you have on here that you sent me, and it's one I actually didn't think of it in terms of a quote-unquote back-to-school app. But allrecipes.com is one that I've used every now and then.
Oh, see, that's funny that you mentioned that because I was going to bring that up. So I did a TV segment in Springfield, Missouri a couple of days ago, and one of the on-air talents, Jeremy Rabe, said, oh, yeah, I use All Recipes, but he used it on his computer. He never used the app.
Oh, yeah, I use it on my laptop.
Yeah, he would use the recipe program on his laptop. He would never use it on the app. So when he found out about that feature called the dinner spinner, where you could shake your phone and it'll automatically create meals for you. I mean, he was
blown
away.
I didn't do that either. Yeah, the dinner spinner. Wow. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, what happens is you can go in and create what types of foods that you want to eat in your All Recipes app. So, like, for example, if you're on the keto diet or if you want your family to eat keto, you can put those settings in the All Recipes app. And once you have those settings set up, you just shake your phone on the dinner spinner option, and then it'll go through and roulette style pick out food items that you can eat out. So it's pretty handy if you're – because sometimes I get to that point, and I know, especially during the school year – parents get to the point where they're like, well, I just don't really want to have to decide what to make. If it's thrown in front of me, I'll make it. So if you with the dinner spinner, you can definitely do that. You can just have your options set up in there, shake it, and then it'll pick your options out for you.
Oh, that's good. Because, like I said, you know, I have not done the dinner spinner, but that's good to know. I've actually just gone to All Recipes because a lot of times I'm looking for healthier versions of certain recipes, and a lot of times that comes up, the dinner spinner. I mean, not the dinner spinner, but All Recipes. So.
Right, exactly.
Cool.
And, I mean, it's a really popular website, and I think they're obviously trying to get more parents to use it for just everyday use, obviously. So they even have a back-to-school section. If you go to the website, there's back-to-school ideas. So you don't necessarily have to use All Recipes for dinner options. You can also look for lunch options as well within the app and the website, because I know when our kids were going to school, I preferred to make meals as opposed to having them eat the school lunch. I'm just – you know, I just was never a school lunch fan. But, I mean, there's all sorts of options as far as back to school, as far as things that you can make for breakfast on the go. You can make quick and easy snacks. There's quick and easy dinners. So it's definitely an app and a website that parents want to use throughout the school year, because it's going to help them stay organized. And I think that's the biggest gripe with most parents through the school year is just mealtime. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. you know? Yeah. So download it and use it. It's free.
Uh-huh. Especially if the kid is very active, just trying to nail down a time that everybody can eat is real difficult, you know, if everybody's busy. So, yeah, just all the help you can get is great. So.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, download. Yeah. The important thing is, or the takeaway would be, download the app. Don't just rely on the website. You want the actual app on your smartphone and then use it.
Okay.
So. Well, our next item is Archive. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've dealt with, or parents out there have dealt with, all the artwork that comes home with kids. It's like they've chopped down a whole forest, all the projects and all the stuff, especially younger kids come home with.
Mm-hmm.
So Archive allows you to take photos of all of those art projects, and then you can save them in the cloud with the app. And you can also use the app to order mugs or T-shirts if you want to send them to grandma or aunts and uncles of all their special school projects. So it allows you to save onto that stuff. Because I know, for me, most of the school projects, if it wasn't for Archive, probably would, well, they do wind up in the dumpster, but at least we've got photos of the stuff that they have, so you don't feel as guilty throwing it away. So, I mean, there's no way to keep all that stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, you know. you know, everything doesn't fit on the refrigerator.
You know? Even if you've got two refrigerators, you got one in the garage or one in the basement,
yeah,
or one in the regular kitchen. I mean, yeah, there's only so much stuff that you can put on the refrigerator, so parents don't have to feel guilty anymore.
Well, also now
yeah.
You don't even want to put half that stuff on the refrigerator because the refrigerator's got its own artwork with all of the screens and stuff on it now.
Oh, that's true, yeah. If you've got a smart refrigerator, I didn't even think about that, you
yeah.
know. And, yeah, just all the magnets that you have to have in order to hold all that stuff up, you know. So it's, it's just one of those things that it must do. And I know this kind of sounds silly, but I think with a lot of the art projects, just since they're paper, I mean, we can put
mm-hmm.
those back to good use and recycle them. So if you take
right.
a photo of it with Archive and then you put it in the recycle bin rather than the trash can, then it's going to be good for the environment too, because that paper waste is going to get recycled, and you know, it's going to help our environment, help us stay healthy, and help save the planet for future generations. So I really like apps like that that allow you to move towards a paperless household
mm-hmm.
and even a paperless environment. So I think it's great.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. What's the next item we got up?
Picnic, which is the family dashboard. It's an app that allows families to stay organized. So the app has a family locator built into it. So if you've got teens with smartphones, you can keep an eye on where they are. It uses GPS coordinate location.
Mm-hmm.
You can, it's got a calendar that's built into it. So obviously that would be the most important feature, because you can schedule events throughout the family. Each family member has their own profile within Picnic. And we actually used this for a while before we got our Amazon Echo devices, but it really worked great. So we could schedule events, we could put a to-do list, shopping list. All of that information was stored within the Picnic app. So it basically keeps it's basically navigation for your family, because you can even store recipes and keep track of family photos within the app.
Oh. Okay.
And it's free. Obviously, it's got features that you would have to purchase within the app. But for the free version of the Picnic app, I mean, it's a pretty robust app. I was really shocked how much information that this free app offers. I mean, it's pretty darn incredible. And even, you know, for parents of school-age kids, I mean, yeah, that's great. But I think you could even use it if you've got college-age kids, too, because at least you would know where they are, or you would know what their college schedule is. So I think it's a good idea for families to keep track of each other. And you don't always have to make that phone call to find out what's going on. If you do it within the app, obviously, because we're always on our smartphones, it just allows families to stay connected and allows them to communicate with each other. And I think the app even has a SOS feature in it, too. So if you get into trouble, then you can hit the SOS button and alert family members that, you know, you're in trouble. Like if you have a teen that's on a date or in town or away, then or they just have car problems, they can hit SOS and it'll alert family members that they need help. So it's a pretty powerful app.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
We are going to take a quick break. This is Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour with the wonderful Burton Kelso, the man who knows all things about technology that, that helps me get more savvy. I have learned a lot, Burton, I have to say, since you've been on. I have learned quite a bit, so I really appreciate you taking the time every month to be with us. But we are going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have a question for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. And we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Well, good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with our Back to School Edition Tech Thursday, and we have Burton Kelso giving us the skinny on some of the apps that's going to help us get more organized as we, you know, get further into the school year. We talked about the dinner spinner on allrecipes.com. We talked about Artkive, A-R-T-K-I-V-E, and Picnic, that's with, well, I was going to say two I's, but actually with three, P-I-C-N-I-I-C. And then you've got, which we need to talk about, Remember the Milk. That's an interesting name. Tell us a little bit about
that,
Burton.
Well, don't you always forget the milk at the store?
I don't really buy much milk anymore, to tell you the truth. You
know, really?
I don't have kids. Yeah, I'm, and if I do, it's got to be specified. It just can't be get milk. Well, my husband kind of knows by now. I do more almond milk than anything else now, and then, you know, I may try some others. Yeah, you know, so. But tell us about that app.
Well, Remember the Milk is a task memorization app that allows you to keep up with the various tasks that you have to do throughout the school year and just your daily life. The app obviously downloads onto your Windows or Android smartphone. But the good thing about Remember the Milk is that it's cross-platform, meaning that it'll send reminders on any of your devices. So even if you had, say, an iPhone and an Android tablet, or you had a Windows or a Macintosh computer, once you download the app, it'll send reminders across all your devices. So it's not like you have to have your phone with you all the time whenever you need a reminder. You can set reminders for menial tasks such as picking up milk at the store or remember to pick Bobby up from soccer practice or Susie from cheerleading practice. It also allows you to attach files. So, for example, if you need to remember to send the enrollment form to school, you can have it go and show up in Outlook as a file. You can attach files from your Dropbox account, from your Google Drive account. It's just an all-purpose app that helps you get that to-do list out of your head.
You know what I was thinking as you were talking, one thing it might be very good for right about now is reminding parents about taking their kids to, you know, daycare or wherever they're supposed to drop them off at, you know, because we're starting to see this trend kick up again about parents that are accidentally leaving their children in the car and the awful consequences of that. And you may not think that you need to be reminded, but I mean, yeah, we're talking about remembering things as simple as picking up the milk. But I mean, your child is much more important, and maybe you do need to have something that kind of adds on that little extra bit of protection and security for your child by just reminding you what you were supposed to have done in terms of whether or not just taking the kids, you know, you were talking about picking a child up. You know, we're talking about all types of things to remind us that the child is still in the car in the back seat. That might be one of the things that we might want to use it for as well.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I didn't want to bring up something like that, but yeah, you're absolutely right. If you do have issues remembering things like that, I think this Remember the Milk app would be great to remember to take Bobby out of the back seat of the car and take him to daycare and set it as a daily reminder. So that way when you're rushing and maybe you just have so much on your plate in life that you forget important things like that, that you need to set it up as a daily reminder so that you know, you just don't zoom to work and make sure that, you take your kid to daycare. You can even set up a reminder too if you get to work. Hey, did you remember to take the kid to daycare? So
right.
Yeah,
right.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it
right.
definitely has a
yeah.
use to do that.
Yeah, especially because it may be a day that you are not the regular parent that does these things, and you don't know the routine. You know, everyone
right.
helps. You know, so.
Yeah, there's in today's society, there's almost no excuse with the amount of apps out there. I mean, you can achieve just about anything. So I think knowledge is power. I think it's good that we do shows like this to educate people and let them know the type of technology that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you've got Google as well, so you can do your research and find out if there are such apps that help you do reminders of things like that so that you can help keep your life a little bit more organized. And I think obviously the school year is a stressful time for parents. So having apps like this is great because it just helps relieve a lot of that stress.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So what else we got going on, Burton?
Well, I think our final free app that parents can use is Shop Savvy, which obviously this will appeal to you because not to say they, you're a shopper, but it's a great app that allows you to keep track of all the bargains that are going on with different stores. So within the Shop Savvy app, it'll monitor both brick and mortar and online retailers as far as what company has the best deal on whatever product that you want to get. So if you are still doing back to school shopping, you can use Shop Savvy to do price comparison on computers and other electronics or anything that you would need to back to school to see who's got the best bargain. And the app uses your geographical location. So no matter where you are in the city or across the United States, it'll pick up on your area and let you know what the best deals are.
We've had a bit of a conversation on both sides of this whole tracking issue, Burton, whether or not do you want to be tracked or do you not want to be tracked? I mean, yeah, it makes things convenient in a way. I mean, I downloaded that FreeOSC app on my phone, and it seems to know when I'm near or in a store that has one of those FreeOSC machines in it. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's convenient, but it's a little bit unsettling at the same time.
Well,
how do we, I guess, make the best use of these types of apps but still stay secure? I guess that's my question.
Well, it depends on the app manufacturer. I mean, you would hope that the manufacturer of the app that you're using is going to be honest and they're going to hold on to your information to keep it safe. Like, I think last month we were talking about Amazon Echo and the fact that the Echo listens to all of your conversations. So the purpose of that is for it to learn what your voice inflections are, kind of like Siri and OK Google, where it's supposed to learn your voice inflections so that they or that the app will work better for you. But the challenge is when you have lack security in a company, that's when that data becomes at risk. Because I know the companies like Amazon or, say, the companies that make apps like ShopSavvy where it tracks your GPS location, and the people that are working in those areas where it does the tracking are obviously secure or under a secured area, and they have to probably sign some sort of agreement that they're not going to utilize that information in a way that could affect their consumers. But that's what it all boils down to. So I think at its core, then, yes, I mean, it can be a good thing for the apps to utilize, say, GPS location because it helps make the app better. But as far as bad things that can happen, it all depends on the app manufacturer. So all we can do is hope and pray that these app manufacturers are doing what they say they're doing as far as making sure that information is going to be kept safe and secure.
Okay. All right.
So I would say for the most part, I think you're okay using it. But like Amazon did last month, they did disclose and say, hey, we monitor that stuff. We save all that information because it helps make our program work better for you. So as long as you've got that disclosure, at least you know, hey, if I'm using my Amazon Echo or my Google Home, they have that information. But when you've got companies that are being sneaky about it, then that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah. All right. So those are the five apps that we have to help the very busy parents during the school year. We've also got some other apps that you've talked about that you've given me some information about, back-to-school tech items that your kids need. We can talk a little bit about one of them at least before we go to break. Rocketbook Smart Notebook.
You've never heard of the Rocketbook? My wife turned me on the Rocketbook. But basically it's a vinyl notebook that allows you to use it forever. You've got special pens that work with the Rocketbook, but what it allows you to do is you can keep notes in the Rocketbook, and then you can use the Rocketbook app to sync the notes that you've written down in the Rocketbook to an app, and it stores it in the cloud. And then you can reuse the Rocketbook because you can go in, erase what you've written in the Rocketbook, and just continue to use it forever. So it's one of those products that is great for the environment because you're not buying your big chief tablets or the notebooks at the store just wasting paper. You just continually use it over and over again.
Right. That sounds pretty good. That sounds interesting. I don't know. It's reminding me. I don't know why it's reminding me of Etch-a-Sketch for some reason. But you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Exactly. It's almost the same thing, except you don't shake the Rocketbook to get it to clear out. You have a microfiber cloth that you just moisten, and then you just wipe the whatever you've written in the book once you've uploaded to the cloud, and then you can just use it again.
Right. So, anything reusable, anything that saves a bunch of paper is always great, you know. So, anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more back-to-school tech items for your kids. And also, just remember, everything he's telling me, I'm posting on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So you can, if you miss something, you can go back and get the information. So we're here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs. owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour, and we're doing our back-to-school edition, and we've been talking about different apps. We've talked first about five different apps, free apps to help busy parents during the school year. Burton gave us those tips, and now we're talking about seven back-to-school tech items that your kids need. We just talked about Rocketbook, which my producer Princess says she loves Rocketbook. So,
listen to that.
Good to
see,
know.
Princess
yeah.
Princess on the Rocketbook
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You should grab one. Just, I think they're packaged up at the store, but, yeah, you should find somebody with one and just use it. And just, it's amazing. It's, wow. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Rocketbook, you know?
Okay. I hear y'all. I really do. That's a good thing.
one other thing I was going to talk
gadgets
about, too,
now. I don't know what to do with. But go
I know. One other thing I was going to talk about is a good app that parents can use to keep track and organize through the school year. I didn't even touch upon your smart home apps. I should have thought about it when I was talking about the Picnic app and how we used to use Picnic before we went to the Amazon smart home system. So if you've got a Google Home device or an Amazon Echo or an Echo Show, you can download the app to your smartphone for both Google and Amazon, and you can do many of the things to kind of help you keep organized. I mean, you can set reminders with the Amazon Echo app in the Google Home. You can add a shopping list. I mean, it allows you to do all that stuff. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And one of the other things that parents can do within the smart home apps like Amazon and Google Home, you can order food. So, like, if you've got Grubhub or Uber Eats, they have what's called skills, at least on the Amazon side, where you can add it within the within your smart home or within the app. So if you ask the Amazon device or the Google device to order food, it'll either, you can order pizza, you can order from Grubhub and have that stuff show up to your door automatically. So that's one other way that you can utilize technology to kind of make your schedule a little bit less hectic throughout the school year.
Okay, and which app is this one? You said it's the smart home app?
Well, if you've got, for both the Google Home and
Google Home,
for Amazon, and for your Amazon Echo, you can download an app onto your smartphone to control both of those devices. So, for example, we have our smart home set up where we can tell Amazon, and I have to be careful not to use the other A word because I've got one of these devices sitting next to me, but we'll just say Echo for now. But if I tell Echo to turn off all the lights at home from my smartphone, then it'll do that. And we went to Nebraska last week, and we did just that, just to kind of give the appearance that people were home. We just went through the app and told it to turn on the lights, and it turned on the lights remotely from the app. But there's other things that you can do, that you can add reminders to your Amazon Echo and to your Google Home. You can add a shopping list within your Google Home. So, I mean, the Picnic app adds a little bit more because you've got the GPS tracking and you can keep create recipes and stuff like that. But you don't forget to take advantage of your smart home devices, I think, is the moral of the story, because those smart home devices like the Google Home and the Amazon Echo are they're pretty powerful. It even as a tech guy, it even amazes me all the stuff that they can do. I mean, it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's the amount of stuff that it does. So add that to your list of stuff to do, you know?
Okay. My home's still pretty dumb right now, but that's okay.
One of the other things that I saw, I was searching the internet and I was just, you know, this goes back to smart homes. I was just like, wouldn't it be nice to use your voice to turn on your TV? And I ran across the video because I know you're a big Samsung TV user, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. They use the A word, and I'll let the audience know what it is. It's the Alexa. And mine just activated. But it said, Alexa, turn on my Samsung TV. And then the TV turned on with the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yes. See, I'm starting to remind myself of my mom when she got one of those cars and it said the door was ajar, and she said her door was not ajar. Okay. Starting to remind myself of my mom a little bit. Some of this stuff, it's okay, but you know, I guess because I always worry about the hacking probability. So that's I guess where my concerns lie.
Right, but the other thing you have to remember too with the two companies that are dominant as far as smart home, because actually there's three, because Samsung has a smart home hub that will control your devices, but then the other mega giants are Google and Amazon. And so it would be the equivalent of trying to break into Fort Knox to get the information that's stored there. Because, I mean,
right.
For them, you're talking a loss of billions if they allow something like that happen. So you can pretty much be rest assured that your information with Amazon and Google is pretty darn secure.
Okay. All right.
Now, kind of leads us into our next item
you
need for back to school, which is the Merkku M2 smart router. So, obviously, if you have smart home or your kids have smart devices and they need to stay connected to the internet, and you have issues with wireless around your home, this Merkku M2 smart router, it would be the perfect solution because it either A, you can use it as your standard router, or B, you can use it like we use it to actually extend our wireless networks. Because when we moved in March, our new house has a funky layout where the cable line comes in. It's in the basement in the spare bedroom. So the Wi-Fi signal was not reaching across the whole house. So we had to get an M2 router to kind of extend that signal so that the boys could play Fortnite and obviously do their homeschooling with the smart router. So that's what the M2 does. So if you're experiencing problems with Wi-Fi in your home, you need to extend the range of your wireless, an M2 router would be the thing to get.
See, I heard how you prioritized that. It was Fortnite first and then the schooling.
Right, exactly.
One
other device that I want to talk about, and this is kind of back to school, but it's not back to school, but it ties in with the M2 router. If you are having issues in your home with Wi-Fi, you can. Sometimes your only option is you have to have an electrician extend a cable out to the area of your home where you need to install another router. Well, there's a company called There's a company called TP-Link, and they make what's called a power line adapter, where it'll send a network signal through your through your electrical lines in your house from one area to another. So the way it works is you buy this kit that is priced around $40. So you plug in your one end to where your cable router is, and then you plug the other end where you want to extend your Wi-Fi. And what it does is it sends a network signal through your phone line in your house to where the Wi-Fi is weak, and then you can plug in an item like the M2 in order to give you wireless connectivity. And I think the company, if you want to put it on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, is it's tplink.com.
Yeah, we actually, when we were having some issues with our, I guess, our wireless, our Spectrum TV, and we actually, when we switched up our routers, we ended up getting a TP-Link. My husband looked into it, and that's what he ended up getting, and it really helped us. We're not having nearly as many of the problems as we had before. So when you said TP-Link, I was like, oh, something I actually know a little bit about. So.
Right. Yeah, the area, if you go to their website, if you go to TP-Link, on the section under home, they have what's called the network expansion section. And underneath that is the power line extenders. And then you can get the power line extender kit, which will basically extend your Wi-Fi across your home. And they work. They work. So, yeah, if you've got problems with Wi-Fi, that would be the device to go with.
Oh, cool. Okay. Actually, something I actually know a little bit about. So
exactly.
Hands-on. I mean, amazing.
You're learning stuff, but you can't say you're the tech dummy anymore. You know, you know some stuff.
Yes, I can.
No,
yes, I can.
Whatever.
Anyway.
All right.
So we talked about
Mercury,
and then you also sent me something about it. Epson Echo Tank printer, which I've seen some of these when I'm doing my Shopkicks and Best Buy. But tell me a little bit about what the big thing is about this Echo Tank printer.
Well, the Echo Tank printer by Epson has a tank installed in the printer rather than using those messy ink cartridges. So when you need to When you put ink in a printer, you actually use little, I guess you can call them tubes of ink, where you pour it directly into the printer. So it's got a tank rather than the ink cartridges. So you get more use out of the printer rather than having to rely on print cartridges. Because with print cartridges, you have a limited amount of prints per cartridge, and then you also run the risk of the cartridge drying up on you, because if you print as often as I do, then you'll have it dry up. But with the Echo Tank, it can last up to several years as far as having the ink in the tank, and you definitely get more usage out of your printer when you use a tank printer versus a regular ink cartridge printer.
So isn't that, I was going to say, doesn't that run the risk of being a little bit more messy?
No, because it's not loose.
Okay.
It's not like an open tank where you have to, like, pour it in. With the, with the refillable thing that's got an interface where you hook the bottle on the interface and then you squeeze it into the printer. So it minimizes the chances that you're just spilling ink everywhere.
Okay. I was just curious because I don't know if you recall one time they had where you could, inject ink into your cartridge and then put the cartridge back
in.
Sometimes it made a mess, and a lot of times it didn't even really work. So that's why I was curious when you said that.
Yeah, according to the new Echo website, because they used to come in black, and now the Echo Tank comes in white. I guess because they thought it was more aesthetically pleasing. But you can have enough ink to print up to 7,500 pages of black paper and then 6,000 images of color paper. So, I mean, it is almost on the level there with, like, a laser printer.
Okay, cool.
So, and the other thing about the Echo Tank that I always forget to talk about, you can print from any device. So it doesn't matter if you've got a Windows or a Macintosh computer, your tablet or even your smartphone, if you hook your Echo Tank printer to your home Wi-Fi, then you can print from any device, from anywhere in your house.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because, yeah, I mean, I do that sometimes, you know, not supposed to be going to bed, but then I remember something that I needed to print, and I'll pull up my phone and usually go ahead and print it just to make sure that I have it ready to grab for the next day. So that's good to have.
Yeah. And obviously, if you've got school-age kids, then a wireless printer is a good thing to have, because that way, once you get their device connected to it, they can print at any time.
Right. That's so true. Sounds like a good idea. I'll have to check into it. I'm an HP addict. I'm an HP loyalist, I guess. But I'll have to check into that. I have seen them, so I was just curious about them. So thanks for giving me that information. So.
Yeah, I like HP too, G.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, are you, like I said, an HP loyalist, or do you have others that you use as well?
Oh, I love HP just because of the ease of setup as far as the software is concerned. But, yeah, I mean, I'll use other products too. But just for, you know, when I occasionally have to go out in the field and someone wants a printer, then, yeah, I always recommend getting an HP just because it's easier to set up. But, I mean, if you do a lot of printing, I mean, you really can't beat Epson's technology. I mean, it's great.
Oh, really?
You know? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Huh. I'll have to kind of look into that, because, like I said, I've done more of the HP, you know, thing for years now. Haven't considered much of anything else. So, okay. When we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about you have a few other things. The off-light command voice activated lamp, that struck my interest as well. So we're going to talk about that and some more. This is Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dimp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Hi there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of each month on G's Power Hour. We're doing a back-to-school edition with Burton Kelso of Integral, and wanted to talk about, what's the next item we've got on our agenda, Burton?
The Otlight, which I know sounds silly, but there's two great things about this desktop lamp. Number one, it uses LED technology, which is great for your eyes. So those long nights of studying, it's better to be studying by the light of an LED light as opposed to just your standard lamp. And I know, in today's world, it's almost impossible to get standard light bulbs anymore. Everything is LED. But the other great thing about the Otlight is that it's voice activated. So it's a smart home device. So you can connect it to Google Home or your Amazon Alexa device. So you can use voice commands to change the lighting. I don't know if you can necessarily change the color of the Otlight. I would imagine that you can. But, you can change the brightness. Tell it to turn on and off if you forgot to turn it off. But, yeah, it's a great little light to have for back to school for studying.
Okay. Because so you can do more than just turn it on and off. It has other features, which is good. Now, let me ask you this. You probably don't necessarily want to have more than one in the same location. Is that correct?
If it's a smart home device, you would give it a different name. So it would be Hotlight 1 and Hotlight 2 that you would tell it to turn on and off. So, yeah, you can assign it a different name. So, yes, you could have multiple.
Okay. All right. I was wondering about that.
I'll
have to look at that.
So the next item we've got is the Boogie Board Jot. And the Boogie Board is basically a black slate tablet where if you needed to jot down little notes, you can use it for, and then you could hit the button on the Boogie Board Jot to erase it, and then you can utilize it again. So it's basically like a reusable notepad. But if you get the Boogie Board Jot synced, then your Boogie Board will automatically sync with an app. So if you've got little notes that you want to take, you can write it on your Boogie Board, and then you can use it where it'll synchronize with the app, and it'll store your information up in the cloud. The Rocketbook is more like you've got multiple pages that you want to save, whereas the Boogie Board is more like just one, you've got one slate about the size of a tablet that you would write drawings or equations or take notes on, but then you can get it to synchronize with your smartphone as well. So that's the difference between both of those items.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you because they sounded very similar, but I got it. So the Boogie Board, I guess, is a little more simplistic than the Rocketbook Smart Notebook.
Right.
But they both give
the Rocketbook looks like Rocketbook looks like a standard notebook, whereas the Boogie Board is just a small little board that you can write on.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, the next item we have is the Tenoshi 2-in-1 kids computer and tablet. So basically it's an Android tablet that comes with a keyboard. So if you've got young kids that are wanting or begging you for a laptop and you don't want to spend the money for a laptop, the Tenoshi 2-in-1 is a good option to get your kids.
Are these compatible with, I guess, whatever systems that some of the schools are asking the kids and parents to use for homework?
Yeah, the Tenoshi 2-in-1 kids computer is the equivalent of almost a Chromebook because it uses it's basically an Android tablet, so it uses the Google interface, and it's really designed for kids that are 6 to 12 years old. And it comes with Google apps, so if your kids if they're doing documents, it's not a bad idea for them to get the Tenoshi 2-in-1 notebook because the documents they create will be able to be used later on.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But they can use it as a tablet. They can use it as a laptop. So it's kind of that intro to having your first laptop. And, of course, if they break it, then you're not going to be out a lot of money to get a new one. Because the Tenoshi Kids 2-in-1 computer retails for about a couple of $100. And that's better than spending $400 or $500 or more if it's an Apple product for your kids to use. So it's a good option. And then finally, we have the Octopus Watch Motion, which is a fitness and a smartwatch for younger kids that kind of teaches them the being responsible with electronic devices. So you can send reminders from your smartphone as far as what kids need to do, whether they need to wake up, brush their teeth, do their chores. It all shows up on the app, and you can control what alerts you send to the watch from your smartphone. So it's a watch that's A, kind of designed for kids to have a electronic gadget, but B, it also is set up so that parents can have a way of introducing their kids into having good habits. And it's, like I said, it's designed for younger kids.
Are we getting, do you think, maybe a little bit too dependent on our gadgets to keep us in line. I mean, there was a time we had to kind of keep track of, you know, be a little bit more disciplined about what we did and managing our time without all these gadgets. You know, so I guess that's my concern is, are we getting a little bit too dependent? You know.
Well, I think it depends on the family. I mean, if you have too many gadgets, then obviously it's a problem. But I mean, I think if you have that right balance, then I think you'll turn out okay. So I mean, that's always with anything in life. Yeah, you always got to have the right balance in order to make things work right in the house. I mean, you don't want to give your kid every electronic item out there, but at the same time, you want to make sure that they have the proper balance, and you want to teach. I think you want to teach electronic responsibility too at a young age, so kids don't think that it's the end all, the end all. So,
right. Right. Okay. Well,
so that was a pretty extensive list, wasn't it?
Yeah. you really hit on them and some more too. So always, you know, good to have. Always good to have. So now, what are you doing down here next week?
Oh, I'm coming to talk to the Florida Association of Realtors at their annual conference. I'm talking about cybersecurity. Is your business cybersecure, or is your real estate business cybersecure? 7 steps to help keep your real estate business safe from hackers and cyber criminals. So I'm going to share tips on how you real estate agents can stay safe. So there's a lot of threats out there that you agents have to deal with.
There are. It's amazing, especially since I've gotten into the business. It's really gotten crazy. I mean, not just the cyber stuff, but just security in general. And then we're getting pitched constantly a lot of different gadgets out there to keep us safe during open houses or when we're doing buyer tours or any of that type of stuff. That's good to have you down here for that, because that there's a lot. You know, I'm on the board now, and I've been on a couple of committees. Member services is one of the committees I was on for a while, and it seemed like we were constantly getting pitched gadgets to deal with supposedly keeping us safe in these environments. And at one time, it was the industry. Like I said, I've been in the industry, I guess, a little over 18 years, or maybe more. I've got to calculate that. But anyway, just to see the change in terms of having to be more watchful and more careful, it's kind of a worrisome thing in terms of diminishing the rapport between the realtor and the customer. But at the same time, it's every effort to keep safe it's with the information that you have and making sure that it doesn't get into the wrong hands. You know, I mean, so good to have you down here to make sure that we're at least that part of it is we're being a little bit more watchful about, because it's gotten crazy, actually.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, realtors are a target because of the information that they hold. And agents, obviously, they're focused, like most small businesses, you focus on your craft. It's kind of hard to focus on all the other things that you have to deal with. So it's good to be able to have those reminders to let you know what threats to be aware of and what steps you need to take in order to stay safe. So I'm excited.
Looking forward to having you down. Looking forward to it. How do we get? Seriously, I am. I am. You are the highlight of my week next week, I have to say. Looking forward to meeting you in person. Yeah. So how do we get in contact with you, Burton?
You can look for me. I'm Burton Kelso everywhere on social media. Also, if you want to contact our company website, we've changed our domain. It's callintegralnow.com. It's the website. So you can just look for Integral on social media or by our website, Call Integral Now, or just look for Burton Kelso, you know, the tech expert. I'm on everywhere social media.
And I'm glad you joined the G's Power Hour team here every month. Really, you know, a lot of real helpful information. And thank you for taking that time out. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
And thank you all for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow is the third Friday, and that means we're in the garden, Friday in the garden with Robert Bowden of Harry P. Lou Gardens in Central Florida. You got to go to Lou Gardens when you come down here, Burton.
I will.
And then Chef V's on Monday, and then Tuesday we're going to talk to the people from Adopt a Classroom. So everybody have a very blessed day. Thanks again, Burton. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.